USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg says words cannot express his shock and sadness after six people were killed and at least 10 more were wounded in the city's downtown entertainment district early Sunday morning. Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert says the shooter or shooters will face swift consequences if police can track them down.
If and when an arrest occurs, we're going to do everything we can to fully hold these individuals accountable and prosecute them fully.
Police saying a fight led to the murders. The International Criminal Court will look into possible Russian war crimes in Ukraine. That's according to NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Stoltenberg saying he strongly welcomes the investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Title 42 was a protection put in place by the former Trump administration to avoid the spread of COVID-19 from illegal immigrants at our borders. The Biden administration plans to get rid of the protection May 23rd. While holding a rally in Washington, Michigan, former President Donald Trump rips the decision by the administration.
With this foolhardy plan to end Title 42, Biden will be opening the floodgates to a far greater extent than even now, and we will be deluged by illegal immigration.
Over 1,400 Southwest flights were delayed on Saturday, and about 500 were canceled because of a system-wide technology issue. The airline saying flights across the country were experiencing intermittent technology issues following routine overnight maintenance. Southwest released a statement apologizing for the glitch. So far, so good on Sunday with no issues. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A new report is detailing a state's response to a winter snowstorm.
A report released Friday found that the Virginia Departments of Emergency Management and Transportation, along with state police, collectively lost situational awareness and failed to keep up with growing gridlock during a January snowstorm that left hundreds of drivers stranded. There were no deaths or injuries reported from the gridlock that occurred on I-95 south of Washington, D.C. The report did not assign blame to any single person or agency, noting that first responders faced unusually heavy snowfall, busier than normal traffic, and COVID-related staffing shortages, all while dealing with a highway that's congested even in the best of circumstances. Officials have vowed to thoroughly go through the report and its recommendations. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he fully supports slashing the gas tax at the federal level.
We've been pushing for that, along with also just increasing domestic production.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Maryland Republican expressing his backing of a group of Democrats that are trying to temporarily axe the gas tax at the federal level to save Americans from some pain at the pump. The Powerball jackpot continues to climb. Lottery officials saying no one picked all six numbers in Saturday night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot will be worth $231 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.